Now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to H&H Financial Services. Better home loan, better rate. 02 8019 9999.
Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Asset Management. And also from Scaffold, that's his platform where you can go and pick all the shares, is in the house with me right now. Hello, Roger, how are you?
I'm well, Ross. Delighted to be here.
It's good to be with you as well. We always have good fights in the ad breaks and all that sort of stuff. It's wonderful stuff, I've got to tell you. But we don't put it to air sometimes because we're very cordial to each other. I want to go to one issue. The stock market now.
Yes.
You sit there and you go, well, which way might it break? One way up or one way down? Mm-hmm. And it depends really on the next crop of earnings forecasts that come out from analysts and whether the companies can sustain the earnings growth.
Yes.
The real problem is if you were at all nervous and you decided to head for the hills and cash in and take a few profits, or if you had some tax losses and before June 30 you could balance the books a little bit for it, where would you actually put your money then?
Well, I've always had the view that the only safe alternative, and this is comparing the stock market to one other asset class, but if you can't find high quality businesses that are cheap, the only alternative is the safety of cash. Now, cash doesn't give you a very good interest rate, but 3% positive is a darn sight better than 20% negative, which can happen in the stock market at times. And people forget that.
But isn't one of the things for an individual investor, maybe even for you to a certain extent, that I take my cash out of the market and I put it in, I'm earning my 3%, that if I'm not really watching, or if I'm not really diligent, I might miss the opportunities.
Yes,
if you and I might miss the time that I should be piling that money back into the market. And that's the real danger.
That's the argument for staying in.
For staying and sticking through the dips and roundabouts.
Yes. Just be mindful that you might have to stick to some very, very ugly roundabouts.
Yes.
And, you know, Warren Buffett famously was in old world companies, invested in old world companies during the internet bubble, and the stock market went up 37% in the 18 months to 2000, December 2000 or thereabouts, but Berkshire Hathaway went down 40-odd percent. So he was underperforming by something like 77% in that time or thereabouts, and that's the kind of underperformance you might have to suffer if you stay in the market. So there are other fund managers.
Gee, you've got to be brave and have deep pockets to think about that.
You sure do.
Because if a person's super funded, self-managed super funded, that they'd be out there slashing their wrists or wondering whether
absolutely.
They'd go insane.
So, and now Berkshire Hathaway shares are at record highs, and he's the third richest man in the world still, and he just sticks with it. But he sticks to high quality businesses, very high quality businesses. He allows the cash to build up in his other business ventures and elsewhere. He lets the cash build up when he can't find things to buy.
So would you consider that this is a reasonable thing that an ordinary investor should contemplate? Or do you believe that they should try and sometimes time the market?
I think you don't want to time the market. You want to price the market. You want to make sure you're buying things when they're good value. And right now, even the very best quality businesses aren't representing good value except for a very small handful. And I'll give you a couple of quick names people can go and research. But I think Challenger, the provider of annuities.
You've talked about them a few times, haven't you?
They're not bad. Credit Corp's an interesting one, as is a little business called Life Healthcare. So I don't want you to go out and buy those because it'll help me. I want you to go and research them and then talk to an advisor first.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting because the market is
a bit expensive.
And that's a difficult thing to try and figure out where it goes next. Sometimes difficult. Roger Montgomery joins us here talking the stock market every Tuesday, and we always appreciate his time and his sage advice. Well, that is the program for this evening. Gee, it's been a great program. Lots of interesting stuff. Steve Price and Andrew Bolt are up next, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on Money News.